Think about this.
Our brains change.
Memory is an amazing.
What you think is in
our
there
brains
is
aren't
really
finished. They're not fully cooked yet.
You go with your heart.
You don't have any idea why
we're
doing
so smart.
Most of the things that we're doing.
But here's the deal. The thing with it, with intrusive thoughts, is that there's a vicious circle between the motivational system and the what we can think of as the cognitive system, the memory system that's being activated. I'm Art Markman.
I'm Bob Duke.
I'm Rebecca. Today, the psychology of intrusive thoughts.
Many people who are dealing with a chronic anxiety, a worry, this might be that there's actively a threat out there in the environment, or it might just be the perception of a problem. Those goals, which you haven't successfully avoided that threat yet, so periodically, thoughts relating to that worry will bring themselves to the surface. Now, if you're in the middle of trying to do something else, and now these thoughts about a worry, and if it's a worry that is just something that is a kind of chronic problem for you, there's nothing you can do about it in the moment. That thought doesn't help you in that moment, but by bringing itself to mind, it distracts you from the thing that you're working on at the moment, makes it very hard to continue getting anything else done. And so you have to find a way to calm that goal. If that remains an active sense of threat for you, it's going to be hard to evade those intrusive thoughts until you do something to cause that threat to really wane in its influence on your goals.
Yeah, and probably one of the most unsuccessful strategies.
Don't worry about it.
Exactly. Is just say, I got to stop worrying about this. Because when these things sort of pop into consciousness, you didn't will that to happen. And likewise, you can't will it to stop happening. What really is the key is, what do you do when it does happen? And here's where the problem is. It's not that the thoughts pop up unbidden. It's that now we can't let them go, right? So it's the rumination once the trigger arises that now is the problem. What people advise wisely is stop trying to keep them from coming in. Recognize they came in and then let them go. When you start to say to yourself, I can't stop these things from happening, what I can change is how I react when they do happen. I have a much greater sense of agency now because I can do something about that. What one can't do is just say, stop letting those things come in.
Yeah. But different thoughts are engaging different parts of your motivational system, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So
potentially. Well, it's a vicious circle, right? The thing with it, with intrusive thoughts, is that there's a vicious circle between the motivational system and the what we could think of as the cognitive system, the memory system that's being activated. Because memories don't just pop up, because your brain is exquisite in its ability to try to give you information it thinks you need when it thinks you need it. And so it's looking for something in the external or internal environment that where it says, I know something that relates to this. Let me tell you that. Because that's really useful. If you see somebody on the street that you haven't seen for a long time, it's useful for your brain to dredge up information. This is that person's name. This is the last time you saw them. This is what you were talking about. So that you can then have a conversation that's appropriate with them. And your brain then congratulates itself. I see what I did to help you. So it's constantly looking for this kind of information. And this is particularly true when there's a goal that you have that is active and unfulfilled.
Yeah.
And so that provides the seed for here's a thought. But then, as Bob was saying, it doesn't end there, because then having become aware of that thought, now this becomes something that you can continue to focus on. And so if you choose to continue to focus on it, well, then that feeds back and strengthens that motivation again related to that set of thoughts.
Yeah.
And this is how it becomes possible to create a persistent state of anxiety. You know, if you have a little pang of anxiety because you remember, oh, here's this thing I'm worried about, it could just be a pang of anxiety if you then focus on something else and continue working on something else. But where it goes from a pang of anxiety to a panic of anxiety is where you actually continue to chew on that. You allow that particular thought to then lead to other thoughts that then lead to successive thoughts. And now you strengthen that sense of threat.
Yeah.
And so part of what you're trying to do in the moment is to recognize, I have to let that go. I realize that that's related to something that is a worry for me, but I'm going to move on and just focus myself on something else. But in the long run, it's also important to figure out and perhaps to get some help dealing with why that particular goal is one that is so persistently active for you. And that's, for example, one of the reasons why, you know, my colleague Mike Telch in the psych department at Texas does work on exposure therapy for phobias, where you're trying to essentially learn that this thing that you're frightened of, that it's not as important as it seems to be for you. And you learn over time through that repeated exposure, where you expose yourself to the thing that's threatening to you, and then over time, when nothing bad happens, it begins to lose its force over you. But likewise, there are lots of techniques that therapists will use to try to help people to grapple with these goals, these senses of external threat that are perceived threats, but not really actual threats. Because if you don't remove the energy behind those threats, then you'll still end up getting these initial intrusive thoughts, even if you do a good job of not running down that rabbit hole.
Yeah, and there's a really important thing about what Art just said, and exposure therapy is a great example of this. The mistake that many people make when they have intrusive thoughts, especially if the thoughts elicit worry and stress responses and that kind of thing, is I have to find a way to not think about that. So many people actually spend their lives filling it with distractions. But what things like exposure therapy do is they emphasize the fact that it's not that you're going to avoid this and that's the solution. You're going to learn a different set of responses to this, which is a much more empowering way of thinking about it than avoidance.
Next week, we'll talk about the psychology of futurism with Dr. Art Markman and Dr. Bob Duke. David Alvarez is our engineer, and I'm Rebecca McEnroy. I produce Two Guys on Your Head at KUT Radio in Austin, Texas.